Well, a lot of young girls ask me, what does it take to be a model? And it's very simple. It takes a couple things. The first thing is confidence. You have to really believe that you can do it. You have to have faith that you have what it takes to become successful, if not in modeling, in everything in life. The second thing it takes is to know what your product is, and your product is you. So are you 5'9", unusual, very thin, have a great look, great carriage? That's runway. But there are a lot of other kinds of modeling that you might be right for, if not for runway. We have print, advertising, and editorial. Advertising means that you're going to be doing commercials for products like cars and hotels and resorts and fun things. That's what we call advertising. There's no height restriction or really a weight restriction. It has to do with how well you carry yourself on camera and how well you can show off a specific product. That's commercial advertising modeling. And then the other kind of modeling is editorial modeling. And that has to do with showing clothes. And that is more like what it takes to be a runway model. Not so much height-wise, although we do start usually at 5'9". There's always exceptions to the rule, but it has to do with being able to make clothes look good on location or in studio. Then, of course, you know, we have plus-size modeling, usually girls that are well-proportioned and in good shape, size 12, 14, 16, and 18, and we have petite modeling for those that are 5'4 or under.